Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Sports can be a unifier even in the most divisive of times. As we just saw with the recently completed Winter Olympics, there are some instances sports can still bring people together. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry sits down with University of Delaware Sports Management Professor Matthew Robinson to discuss how the Olympics and even your favorite professional sports team can help bridge divides and unify people.
With the just completed Olympics being a best example and showcase, how can sports really be a unifier with everything we see going on in the world and in the country nowadays?
Yeah. You know, sport is that it's a universal language. I think the fact that when you take a look at the Olympic Games, and I think President Bach, who just retired as president of the IOC, mentioned this back in Paris, you know, two summers ago, just saying, you know, that again, you know, the world, there's multiple strifes going on in the world, but yet we all come together peacefully. And it's sport that brings that, creates that opportunity. So I think sport's a unifier, and I know we're going to have our disagreements over judge decisions and you know, outcomes of contests and places and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's done peacefully. And the amount of effort and cooperation that is required to bring together those games, it truly is a global initiative of bringing all those countries together, putting those events on, the host country. But there's so many efforts that are behind the scenes that are made up the international sport community, that representatives from, you know, almost every country are involved in some way, shape, or form that enable those games to occur. From judges, you know, judges at competitions, to the, you know, to the coordination with travel, you know, you name it. It's truly a global initiative that brings people together. And then if you want to look at it country-wise, you know, so globally, but then also, you know, within a country, I think it unifies as a country. That I think Universal did a great commercial. They were talking about, you know, the Lakers Celtics fan, you know, not liking each other, but now it's the Olympics, and guess what? We set that aside, and we root for our country. You know, so it's unifying that way. But it's a great way of bringing our, you know, sport together. And you know, this the hockey game, you know, the women won their world gold medal, and then with the men, I mean, it's a huge national event. You know, that really will be unifying for the country. So I think both ways, both within a country, but also the countries and its, you know, its sporting community interacting with its fellow sportsmen around the world really is a true testament of the power of sport and in bringing people together.
I mean, you could really see it during the women's hockey gold medal game. And there was just that hour period there when the U.S. women, they beat Canada to win the gold medal in overtime. And then a little more than an hour later, the figure skating, Alyssa Liu wins the gold medal, the first medal. And you can just see on social media how everybody was tuned in and focused on both events, and how it just, you can see the camaraderie of Americans, people who don't really agree a lot of, you know, at least on my social media platforms, they don't agree on a lot of other things. But here it was everybody coming together. And is that kind of like what we're seeing, what you're talking about, especially like that one commercial where like the fans of different teams come together, right?
Yeah. You know, I wrote an article about 10 years ago, and it was talking about, you know, the Olympics are based upon the term that I ended up developing is called the Wesleyan-based sports system. You know, the Peace of Westphalia established, you know, the city-states and you know, sovereignty. And so the Olympics model is based upon that. It's countries, you know, it's a country competition. And, you know, I express concerns that the rise of these multinational sport businesses were going to supersede the Olympics. And that being the NBA, you know, that, you know, my allegiance is going to be to my professional environment rather than to my country. But I think what you've seen has evolved is just what you had said there, that I think still there's a strong affinity for our country as athletes, but also as spectators, to rally around, you know, our country. So as much as globalization has occurred, you know, in this past, you know, in the new millennium, I still think that there's the allegiance back to our native land, and the Olympics are a great way to reinforce that, you know, and especially America, that we take sports, you know, very seriously, and also, you know, we're different than the rest of the world, that, you know, our focus is very Olympic driven, you know, world championships. you know, if you're an Olympic champion in the United States, that means it's much more meaningful than being a world champion. And in other countries, you know, they're equal, if not a world champion, seen as, you know, maybe even higher. But we really value the Olympics. And a sport like figure skating, you probably couldn't name the last, you know, four world champion figure skaters, but you can name the Olympic figure skating gold medalist. So it's, you know, we really put a premium on our participation in the Olympic Games, but also our success, you know, that we are always talking about the medal count. And, you know, so our goal every both summer and winter games is to strive for that, because we have the ability to win the medal count every year, where other countries may not have that opportunity.
And it goes beyond, in a lot of cases, with the Olympics, just for us here rooting for Team USA, bringing us together. Sometimes we're fascinated by a certain sport, like curling or any of the freestyle skiing events, or maybe there's a performance in figure skating where it knocks you off your feet. You know, so that's also something that's also bringing us together, where we can talk about, because it's something we're not used to. It's not like a football game or baseball or basketball or hockey. You know, these are sports we don't usually watch, but it still also has a unifying effect.
Oh, it's, yeah, you know, that's part of the Olympics. You know, for example, my wife is now, I believe, an expert in curling. You know, she's been watching it every night, and now she's questioning the strategy of the coach, and, you know, explain a few things to me of why they're doing this, you know. And so it's educational, and that's great for sport, you know, of introducing a sport that maybe, you know, again, a sport like curling has a strong presence in, you know, in the northern part of our continent and our country, but it exposes it to other parts of the country that, you know, who's not to say that somebody's going to take up curling in another part of our country. I mean, and we've had sports like speed skating is another sport that predominantly, you know, based in cold weather, you know, ice is free outside the majority of the time up in, you know, Minnesota and, you know, that part of North America and our country. But it's exposing those athletes. And guess what? They work just as hard as every other athlete, you know, that's in the summer games. A lot of their work is again, it's early hours. It's a lot of those athletes, they're not compensated. They're strictly doing it for the love of the sport. But I really think it you gain an appreciation for the sport, you understand the sport, and that's great for the sport. And who knows, you may attract an athlete to that sport that may never have considered it until they were made aware of it, you know, through the game. So I think that's a great thing for those sports.
And this can also happen in the everyday professional sports that we follow here, right? Where it unifies as it brings us together. I mean, whether especially in this area, where the Eagles make a Super Bowl run or the Phillies go run to the World Series, and even in years past when the Sixers and Flyers have made their runs through playoffs, it has that unifying effect of bringing us together. Or even if, you know, Tiger Woods is having a great weekend at the Masters, everybody starts to watch come Saturday and Sunday, and we're all rooting to see him to win and finish on the top of the leaderboard. So that also kind of works on that too, right? I mean, it's not just the Olympics, it's sports in general.
Well, yeah, sports in general. You know, it's interesting, like you talk about like a city of, and I'm sure it happened in Seattle this year, it happened in Philadelphia, you know, last year with the Eagles. But, you know, the term that they use is, you know, is a psychic income. I mean, it's tough to quantify it, the feel good, the good feeling. And just like you said, you're go birds with the person that walks by you with that. You don't know them, but they've got an Eagles hat on, shirt on, jersey, and you the go birds. And that good feeling that runs through the community, you can't put a price tag on that. And so, I mean, that's definitely, you know, a benefit of sport, you know, when you have those opportunities. But I think also within the Olympics, you know, you always talk about the Olympics, the host city, you know, especially, gets that feeling that there's a sense of pride of putting the games on. That's, you know, again, in that, you know, and I think Milan's done an amazing job, that there's a sense of pride of hosting this and you're showing off your country. I mean, part of the Olympic Games and part of Italy's decision to host the games and put their bid in for it was to try to show the modern Italy that we're evolving. We're a modern country and we're doing it by, you know, putting on this event. And really, it's unifying. All the research says, you know, that they've done surveys after World Cups and Olympic Games of the citizens, and they have a better feeling about them, about their city, and about themselves because, hey, we did this on a world stage, and we pulled it off, and it was a great event for everybody. So you can't put I know there's been attempts to quantify, but really, it's very subjective of that overall good feeling you know, that sport brings, whether it be winning or just really being involved in you know, especially with the Olympics, the opportunity to host such an important event.
And we go right from the Olympics and in baseball, the World Baseball Classic coming up, and it's going to, well, not on the level of the Olympics in excitement and viewership. It will bring baseball fans together because you're going to see all these all-star teams. So even, you know, Team USA, there's going to be Yankees and Red Sox players. There'll be, you know, Phillies and, you know, Braves and Mets players. So it's going to be all this crazy, crazy thing where you're going to be rooting for guys you usually root against. But it's, again, you're doing it for you're coming together for Team USA.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting for fans. That's great. I think for, you know, the World Baseball Classic, but I think, you know, again, when you look at hockey and then the summer games, you know, you look at the sports like basketball, but the only downside there is that, you know, you have these athletes who are professionals who have careers, and when they play for their country, you know, they're putting their careers at risk. And, you know, Sidney Crosby getting hurt in the winter games, and in years past, I remember Paul Gasol broke his foot, well, I believe it was the Olympics or playing for a world championship, and you know, ended up missing half a season. And so that kind of is that where you say that there's a collaboration between, you know, the Olympic movement and the country, as well as, you know, the professional leagues and the professional athletes. And that's the only shame there, that, you know, again, with the World Baseball Classic, if, you know, a pitcher throws his arm out, you know, or, you know, an athlete turns his, tears his ACL, you know, that impacts that athlete and their career, but also that host team. So I know it's a great thing for the fans, but that, you know, if you want to look at it from a more realistic and a business perspective, there's a lot of risk there with these athletes competing. But I think if you talk to an athlete, they would want to have that opportunity to represent their country.
Thanks to University of Delaware sports management professor Matthew Robinson and our Joe Irizarry for enlightening us this week. And that's all we have time for on this edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking Newsletters at the top of the page. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show possible. Delaware Public Media's Israel Hale, Joe Irizarry, Abigail Lee, and Martin Matheny. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into A First State of Mind.